Now for some news items. A few items about our schools. World Book Day this week was marked in schools whilst we heard also that 9 out of 10 children had achieved their first choice of secondary school placings. On the entertainment front, one school was lucky enough to have a visit from a nationally known comedian. But we will start with the unusual event of the gift of 21 pianos for schools.
Schools and institutions across Norfolk have the chance to apply for one of 21 pianos worth more than £50,000. Norwich's Cook's Pianos and Miller's Music in Cambridge are offering the instruments to an effort to support education in the region. Schools, community centres, churches and other educational institutions across East Anglia can apply to receive one of these instruments. The pianos were used for a performance at Cambridge's King's College Chapel to an audience of more than 500. Simon Pollard, Managing Director at Miller's and Cook's, said, "We hope that giving away all 21 pianos used in the performance to schools and community groups will help to inspire and support more music students in our region. We're passionate about giving young people the opportunity to learn, play and enjoy music."
From Harry Potter to the BFG, hundreds of characters have made an appearance in the region. Youngsters all over Norfolk and Suffolk transformed into their favourite book characters to mark the 20th World Book Day. The annual celebration of reading was enjoyed by most schools, with readings, authors, visits and events held throughout the day. Superheroes, princesses, animals, warriors and mystical creatures all popped up, while one particularly inventive youngster crafted a homemade rocket to add to his costume. Teachers also got in on the act, putting aside the usual suit and tie for something more colourful. World Book Day aims to inspire a love of reading in children and is celebrated in countries all over the globe.
9 out of 10 families in Norfolk and Suffolk have secured a spot at their first choice secondary school, despite a national squeeze on places. Though a technical hitch saw some parents in the county, wait longer than planned, Norfolk County Council gave 94.9% of applicants, that's 7,814, a place at their preferred school. The figure was revealed on National Offer Day, when pupils around the county discovered which secondary school they would be attending in September for the 2017-18 academic year. It was a slight rise on last year's figure, which was 94.7%, but dipped slightly below the 95.4% recorded in 2015-2016. Overall, 97.8% of pupils received offers for their top three schools, the highest proportion in 3 years.
Youngsters in Norwich became comedian and author David O'Doherty's latest audience when he enjoyed a brief visit to the city. The Irish actor and playwright spent time with pupils at Lionwood Junior School while in Norwich for a 3-day run of performances at Norwich Playhouse. Mr. O'Doherty, who has penned children's books including Danger Is Everywhere, A Handbook for Avoiding Danger, spoke to more than 250 pupils about dangerology. He offered survival tips on how to spot hidden dangers in books, vampire teachers, aliens masquerading as children, and traffic lights which can transform into jellyfish. Speaking after his visit, the author said, "The key to these books is you have to be of an age where you're able to go, 'Oh, hang on, this guy's a Wally.'" He said the books were another world which allowed people to escape the stress and pressure of everyday life. "We need to get kids to appreciate that it can be a really nice place where they can go and decompress from the world."
The Norwich High School for Girls group entered their sub, the Big Barbecue Fillet, into Subway's Designer Sub competition, which asked budding entrepreneurs from schools and colleges to design a new sandwich. The winning team, made up of Amy Aykroyd, Akshara Khurana, Megan Weeks and Jesse Potter, were invited to their local Subway store on Rampant Horse Street to see their design turned into reality. For the rest of the month, the sandwich filled with chicken, barbecue sauce and salad on Italian white bread will be on sale in Subway stores across the east of England. They beat competition from almost 100 other teams around the region and became one of 6 finalists to pitch their sub idea to a Dragon's Den-style appeal. Jane Wells, head of business studies and economics at the school, said the students thoroughly enjoyed getting to grips with the designer sub competition. It gave them a fantastic opportunity to put the business and marketing skills they're learning into practice, and they all did a great job.